Let's talk about how I introduce my tattlephone in my classroom. So first off, we read A Bad Case of the Tattletongue, which is just a silly story to explain tattling and the difference between a big problem and a small problem. And then I use the Tellytale curriculum to explain the difference between a itty bitty problem, a medium problem, and a big problem. And I explain using the curriculum when it's an appropriate time to use the tattlephone. And then after we talk about when it's okay to use the tattlephone and when you need to use the tattlephone, we talk about how you use the tattlephone. So let me show you what I use to explain that. So for their morning work of the morning that I'm doing the tattlephone, I have them decorate these and cut them out for me. I put a couple giraffes on a couple kiddos' desks, a couple monkeys, and then a couple bees. And then I just tell them to put them in their folder and we'll use them later in the day. And I have these two little pages embedded into my slides so that they're on screen when we talk about them as a class. And then we have medium Mila. Here are the solutions if you have a medium problem. Then we have big Baxter, and here are the solutions if you have a big problem. And then we take our puppets and we go through scenarios for itty bitty problems, medium problems, and big problems. And that's when our puppets come in. We go through scenarios, we have little act out times, and we just go through every single possible itty bitty problem, medium problem, and big problem. And I need to print these out. I'm actually gonna send these to the color printer to hang by our tattlephone, this one and this one, but I have these also embedded into my slides to give them a visual, but to have these by the tattlephone will be a game changer this year. I just sent this to the color printer too to put by our tattlephone, but this is how we use it. So we push the button until it turns blue, we tell our tattle, then push the button again until it turns red, and then your teacher will get back to you soon. And then after I introduce the tattlephone and tell them all the rules, of course they want to use it. I mean, who wouldn't? It's cool. And so I have us practice using a tattlephone. We get in line, we all wait our turn, and I have them tell me like their favorite food or their favorite color just so they can practice on how to use it properly. That way everyone's got one turn and we're not all lining up to make up tattles so that we can tell the tattlephone. And then our tattlephone is open the rest of the year and we will review it if there ever becomes an issue. But I love the curriculum that comes with it. It's very, very great at explaining the difference between a big problem, small problem, and it helps eliminate all of the tattles that they want to come tell me. And they're pretty funny if you listen to them.